Hi, how are you all? I was looking through some Facebook posts, just looking at some old posts, and I came across one that dates back to 2012. I actually wrote this on the 23rd of October of 2012, and it's about bullying. And this is something that I get very emotional over. I was bullied growing up a lot as a child, in primary school and in high school, and it's a very touchy subject. And I'm pretty sure I'm being bullied even now, by a few people that really do not have the guts to say it to my face, basically. So this is just something that I want to share with you. Okay, like I said, this was written on the 23rd of October 2012. And this is what it says. This is what I wrote back then. I'm against bullying. Are you? On my first day of school, when I was just a child, my mother watched as I played on the equipment in the sandpit. I was scared the first day of school. But more scared than most kids should ever feel. On my first day of school, after my mother had left for home, the kids in the older grade beat me. They would throw me to the ground, throw me wood chips at me, as well as kick and stomp my head and about my body. I came home with black eyes and scratches. Lots of bruises covered most of my body. Splinters would be under my skin, and they tried to force me to eat sand and dirt and even wood chips. It was a horrible experience, one no child or no one should ever go through. When I got home that night, I was so weak and in pain. I think I was around 5 years of age at the time. My parents then had to find another school. From that day forward, for a while, I was scared of other children and even going on play equipment. I wanted to be alone most times and kept to myself. I then went to another school when no relief was there. I got teased all through primary school and high school, and it was so horrible to me. I have always been myself, and I've never changed for nobody. These experiences has changed me and the way I look at the world. Every time I got beaten, I got back up. Bullies are horrible. I want to share my story with all of you. If anyone out there is being bullied, all I can say is stay strong. It may feel like an entire lifetime they are teasing you, but remember, there is life beyond that. Be yourself. Don't try and do anything to fit in, because deep inside you are not being happy or true to yourself. Never be in a hurry to grow up. Enjoy life. You can conquer anything. Now, back then, when I shared that post, I actually got quite a lot of feedback for that. I end up getting something like 234 likes, 56 shares, and I'm going to copy and paste my post from 2012 and into my elizabethblay.com website, which is what you'll be on now listening to this. Now there is a share feature on this page. If you're listening to this, there's a share feature. You can share it on Facebook, Twitter, email, and I guess you can share it on a few other places. But yeah, I am just so over hearing so many stories about bullying. It is just absolutely disgusting that so many good kids are getting bullied, and it's just wrong. You know, something needs to be done about it. It needs to stop. Kids deserve better than to be bullied and ridiculed. Everybody is different. Everyone is different. I'm different. You're different. Person sitting next to you is different. You know, next door to you is different. Everybody. And, you know, we should all treat each other with respect. If you don't get respect, then walk away from the people that don't give you the respect. Because you deserve respect. And there is, I know for a fact, there is a few people around that don't like me right now. I know there's a few people right now that are spreading gossip about me to other people, and other people were listening. And these people, you know me. And it's just kind of really ridiculous that people don't know better. It's like they listen to the bad stuff, and it's like, hello, you remember the good things? You remember the positive things? You remember the inspirational things? I guess a lot of people are doing a lot of things to me right now out of jealousy. And that's just sad, because it's like, you know, people should all get along, you know, despite the history between people. You know, you shouldn't downtrod people just to make you bigger. And that's what I'm getting at right now. I mean, it's like people put you down for one way or another. It's for self-gain, for selfish reasons, to persuade people to stay away from that person. And it's like, you know what? School's over. Get over it. If you don't like me, then tell me. Don't go telling other people made up shit just to make you sound good. And yeah, that's basically all I've got to say. I mean, there is a lot more I could say. There's a lot of names I could spill too. but no, those are the type of cards I'll keep to my chest, because the names aren't even worth mentioning, to be quite honest with you. Don't want to give anyone the satisfaction of mentioning a name, but yeah, I'm just so over bullying and people trying to belittle others. I find it really childish. Yeah, school's out. You know, we grow up over time, and you know, we grow up and we should move on with our lives. But some people just choose not to move on and choose to put other people down, which is quite sad. I'm just talking about my experiences at this moment in time. But you know, that the old saying goes, if they're talking about you, then at least someone's thinking about you, but probably not thinking about you in a good way. But oh well, you can't pick everything in life. I know this is a kind of like a long sort of verbal blog, but hopefully you do listen to this, and thank you so much for all the support you guys are giving me. I really, really appreciate it. You all rock. Thank you so much. Inspiringly yours, Elizabeth Blade.